No, this is just something like if you bought a whole lot of meal or flour or something, it might be in this huge sort of round, round and tall container.
Would that be a pit to keep them in?
Uh-huh.
That would be a pit. I would suggest that they, what is stored in to keep them through the wall.
Yeah, see, what does a pit look like?
Well, a pit is where you can fix them kind of like a house.
Uh-huh. Okay.
If you dig down in the ground deep enough, and then you put up some rafters like this.
Uh-huh.
Run them down to the ground and plank it and cover it with shingles or tin or anything, and that will keep the water off of it, and then it keep the wind out, and it won't freeze or nothing.
Uh-huh. Okay, and this is something smaller, a container. People, you could keep gunpowder in it or something. You could keep rum in it. Just a small container, maybe made of wood, metal going around it. Two or three metal strips around it.
You said it would be what?
It's a small container. You might have, you could get it, one with gunpowder in it, or, I don't know just what you would keep in it. Thinking of keg or cag.
Yeah, there used to be, back in our time, they had a concern like that they kept gunpowder in when they had to do their own loading their shells.
Uh-huh.
Back then we didn't have no guns like we have this day. We had the, what they call mustard, muster loaders.
Uh-huh.
We had to have the contained with the shots in it, and then one with your powder in it, and then one with your caps, and then you had to have your sight with a whole lot of paper in it.
Yeah.
When you took your, get ready to load your gun, then you got to put in so many ounces of powder, and then put so much paper in there and pack it, and then you got to put so many ounces of shot in there, and then you put just some more paper on top of them shots, and then you got to take your ramrod and pack it and pack it and pack it, and you just get it so tight it can't blow out, and then you